Hey everybody, how's it going? Hope you're having a lovely day. Welcome to today's episode of How You're Getting Effed. I'm your host, Lewis Rossman. I'm actually the co-host. The real host of the show is... Excuse me. Well, I guess I'm the host of the show now. For any of you who have been living under a rock for the past 16 to 20 years, the Amazon Kindle is an ebook reader. You've been able to buy electronic books online as early as the late 90s. The problem here is that these books sucked to look at because you were looking at them on a computer monitor, which has this backlight on it. So if you were a book aficionado, you're going to want to read a paper book that's not fatiguing. Sony came out with this e-reader around 2004, and then Amazon came out with the Kindle, and then Barnes & Noble came out with the Nook. These were devices that use this weird e-ink thing. TLDR, when you're looking at the screen, it looks like paper, or at least way closer to paper than looking at a bright laptop screen, your PDA, or your phone. And this device became very popular. The Kindle became very popular because it had an internet connection. Back then, this is cutting-edge technology here. You had an EVDO connection, and with newer versions, you even got up to 3G, which meant that you could buy a book on Amazon, and then you can have it directly downloaded to your Kindle. Or, if you wanted to, you could download a copy of the file that represented the book, and then you take that file, and you copy it over to your device, and you can read the book. This also meant that you owned the file. So you bought the book, and now you have a copy of that book that nobody else can change because that file does not require that you connect to the internet in order to use it. It also meant that you could take that file and be able to utilize it on many different devices that are not a Kindle, which a lot of people valued. And that's a feature that was recently taken away. This is from wiki.rossmangroup.com, where we document all of this you'll own nothing and be happy bullshit and take contributions from the community, and that includes you. This is a notice that showed up. Starting February 26, 2025, the download and transfer via USB option will no longer be available. You can still send Kindle books to your Wi-Fi-enabled devices by selecting the deliver or remove from device option. And there are many reasons that this is a horribly anti-ownership thing. Not just anti-ownership, but really kind of freaky on the book front. The first when it comes to this is that if you bought books and you downloaded them and you didn't back up your copy, or you downloaded a book and you figured I'll be able to grab that later, no, you can't. If you have an older version, you're not connecting this thing with EVDO or 3G in many areas of the world in 2025. You need to be able to physically connect to the device in order to be able to download your book. More importantly, new books that you purchase are not going to work because you cannot download the file in the old format. The old file had DRM, but it was kind of like DVD DRM, which is CSS, which is scramblable by virtually anything. The new file format uses much more restrictive DRM, and that's DRM that makes it virtually impossible for people to be able to convert it to a format that works everywhere, and more importantly, makes it almost impossible because you can't download the file anymore for you to have a copy that you own. I know people are going to go off and say, what are you, poor? You're still using a device from over 10 years ago? If it still works, why not? Why not, asshole? I have my HD Home Run. I bought this thing before I could legally buy cigarettes. It still works. Why would I stop using it if it still works? For all the what are you, poor people out there, I'm not poor. And one of the reasons I'm not poor and in debt is because I don't buy new shit when what I have already works. And hypothetically speaking, let's say I was poor. So what? Tons of people are poor. And they don't want to buy new shit for no good reason. I'm not saying that technology cannot move forward because there exist poor people in the world. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you have made a decision to remove the download button that helps nobody, but maybe rights holders and yourself. This does not help the end user. You're not moving technology forward in any serious way, because if people wanted to use the new file format, they would simply connect to the server and do so. It takes virtually no bandwidth to allow people to do this, and in fact, it takes less bandwidth, because if I download the file, I'm not going to be loading that book from you over and over and over again across different devices. I can simply transfer it to it. Next up is the ability to have books be edited over time. Now, you may think this is being paranoid, this is some sort of anti-woke conspiracy theory. Go back through my channel, 3,000 plus videos. I do not get on the anti-woke bandwagon. I don't get on the woke bandwagon. It's not my thing. That being said, when you take a look at what they're doing here with books, this is concerning to me, not just as somebody that cares about ownership and the rights of ownership. It's just kind of fucking weird. You have books that were removed from people's catalogs. You had they had 1984, and that got removed from the catalog. To Amazon's credit, they did refund everybody afterwards. They said it was some sort of publishing mistake. Ironic, of all the books you could have removed from people's library, 1984, really? You don't recognize the irony there? But there are other books that stayed in people's libraries that got changed considerably. This is from an author, Mr. Dahl, and you could see over here, there's an entire list of all these edits made. 2001, Ladies and Gentlemen, 2022, Folks, Fearful Ugliness, To Ugliness, Shut Up, You Old Hag, Shut Up, You Old Crow, Mr. Twit, Mrs. Twit may have been ugly and she may have been beastly, but she was not stupid. Mrs. Twit may have been beastly, but she was not stupid. I'll be honest, both of these sound like they could have come from Trump's Twitter. I don't even understand like what the point is of having the energy of that. Ugly old cow, hastily old screw, fatty folds of his flabby neck, folds of his neck. So here, like, you know, they made fun of men in addition to making fun of women over there. He used to be fat, now he's thin as a straw, removed. How healthy she looks, much better than before. How healthy she looks. He was enormously fat. He was enormous. It's a lot of sanitizing of the work. And you may think, well, the author wants this, right? He did not want this. This was literally the exact opposite of what he wanted. And if you read content from his biographer, it becomes obvious. When it came to children's books, Dennison said that Dahl didn't care what adults thought, as long as his target readers were happy. I don't give a... Okay, I'll be honest with you. I don't know what this word is. Like, I should know what that word is as a curse, but I really don't. I don't get it. I don't get it. Anyway, I don't give a... I'm assuming F, what grown-ups think, was a characteristic statement, Dennison said. And I'm almost certain that he would have recognized that alterations to his novels prompted by the political climate were driven by adults rather than children. And this always inspired derision, if not contempt, in Dahl. He never, for example, had any truck with librarians who criticized his books as too frightening, lacking moral role models, negative in their portrayal of women, etc., he continues. Dahl wrote stories intended to kindle in children a lifelong love of reading and to remind them of the childhood wonderlands of magic and enchantment, aims in which he succeeded triumphantly. Adult anxieties about political niceties didn't register in his outlook. That said, although Dahl could be unabashed in offending adults, he took pains to never alienate or make unhappy his child readers. So he cared what children thought of his books. He didn't give a shit what adults thought of his books. He's dead. He died in 1990. And you're editing his books. Now, if a publisher says in 2025, this is not my cup of tea, I don't want to publish this, I don't feel comfortable publishing it, there can be a culture war argument this way or the other about whether or not that should be published. I would personally lean on the side of who gives a shit, but whatever. I could understand the argument going back and forth. You don't get to take back what was already written. That's not a thing. That should never be a thing. You can't go into my house, take a book that's here, and fucking erase shit, and then put it back. I would be allowed to shoot you under castle doctrine if you came into my house and after breaking into my house, start modifying my personal property, go through my library and start erasing lines in book and replacing them. I'm allowed to blow you out of my house. But you're allowed to do this because of some bullshit on page 25 of the terms of service? No. Imagine reading a review of a book that was based on how the book was written in 2028, and then the book being entirely edited by 2033. Not only are you living in a time where you have different things that are considered acceptable, but you're also reading a review for a book that the author of the review is now going to look like an idiot for because the book is written differently. If the author quoted every single individual line and included it, that's one thing, but there are lots of people that create book reviews where they discuss particular concepts without actually quoting every single instance from the book. There are so many reasons that this is fucked up beyond the basics that you're looking at, where it's just have to connect to the cloud or have to connect to the internet to use the service, that have to do with the fundamental underpinnings of what it means to own a book. At some point, and I realize that the founders are likely very disappointed that we even got to this point, there has to be something added to the Bill of Rights about ownership, because at this point in time, Amazon has done absolutely nothing illegal. They are abiding by their own terms of service and their own end user license agreements, and everybody is just clicking agree to their digital grave. And I don't blame the people that are clicking agree, because you want to participate in society. You want to participate in technological advancements. And we have gotten to the point where if you want to take part in modern day society, you are taking part in all of this extra fucked up bullshit. When people buy a Tesla, they laugh. You bought a computer for a car, And then the people that laughed at it don't realize that their General Motors car since 2016 was collecting your driving data and using the computers in the car to transmit that to insurance companies. If you want to opt into modern day society, you are opting into a culture that has no respect for ownership, to the point where you may not even be aware of how many items that you paid for, subscriptions you paid for, where something has been changed in a real way and been obfuscated from you. I don't know how you change this. I don't see how a law even changes this. I've been trying to do that with Right to Repair for 11 years now, and the complete lack of progress in so many areas has demonstrated the difficulty of taking that approach. It's difficult to legislate, do not be an asshole. Even if you actually do succeed in getting the law passed, there's usually some sort of way around it. It has to be something cultural. It has to be something where it is so disgusting, where it is literally the person who removes that button from the website feels the same way that they would if they use the N-word or something. I mean, I'm being extreme here, but you get the point. It has to be something culturally ingrained to where when you are about to do this type of anti-ownership shit, everybody just walks out because nobody wants to be a part of it, to the point where you literally can't even hire a programmer to do it. If it takes a decade to get a law passed in an industry where once that law is passed, everything still remains the same because a manufacturer uses some loophole to get around it, how do you create laws for something that is so much more difficult? California has a law that says if you are advertising a digital good as a purchase, but you have the ability to revoke that, then you need to advertise that to the customer. You have to change your advertising. But it actually hasn't changed much. As I was talking about with a textbook company, they have a California disclosure notice at the bottom. So they're still calling what they're offering a purchase or buying, but then there's a California disclosure notice that most people may not even scroll to click in order to read. And above all, just because you're disclosing that you're fucking the customer does not stop the fact that they're fucking the customer. It doesn't change the way that the underlying software or hardware works. There's a law that California passed that on a fundamental level, I agree with. The only problem with it is that it's not being enforced. This is AB 2426. It says the following. It shall be unlawful for a seller of a digital good to advertise or offer for sale a digital good to a purchaser with the terms buy, purchase, or any other term which a reasonable person would understand to confer an unrestricted ownership interest in the digital good, or alongside an option for a time-limited rental, unless one of the following occurs, and the TLDR is this, is that you gotta let them know that lifetime don't mean lifetime the way you're advertising it. This is something that on a core level I think is a good thing. However, when you look at how it's worked in practice, because nobody's actually enforcing this, you get this. Let's take Vital Source textbooks. If I search for a calculus textbook, I'll click on the first one that shows up. It says I can get a 180-day license for $62.99, or I can get a lifetime license for $109.99. This leads me to believe that when I pay for that lifetime license, I got access to this thing forever. However, the only way to figure out what lifetime actually means here is to scroll all the way down to this is a digital license under the return policy, and then click details. And then when you click details, you get this California disclosure support page over here. You are licensing a digital product for a set duration. Durations are set forth in the product description, with lifetime typically meaning 5 years of online access and permanent download to a supported device. Lifetime is not 5 years. Typically 5 years, which means they can make lifetime mean 1 day if they wanted to. Secondly, permanent download is misleading because it says two-way supported device. They are not giving you a PDF file. They are not giving you an EPUB file with no DRM. They are providing you with something that will work as a download, but only as long as the device is supported by them, which again can mean typically 5 years, but because of the way this is written, anywhere as short as a day. The only way that you would be able to find this is to randomly click around different things in the product page, because it does not say over here, notice, lifetime means 5 years or less. It says U.S. return policy, which technically is correct because they are returning the product that you purchased from your device back to theirs after 5 years. And it says this is a digital license details rather than having something that says how long is a digital license. I believe that they are in violation of this law as it has been written. However, this law, like many others for consumer protection, is not enforced by anybody. And above all, it doesn't fix the fundamental problem that you have created books that are subscriptions. All this law does is say that you have to be honest in advertising your lack of ownership with what you buy, but it doesn't fix the underlying problem that as a culture we consider this to be okay. There has to be some sort of cultural change. And I'll be honest with you, I'm surprised that Amazon didn't already do it. My biggest surprise with this is that Amazon even allowed you to download ebooks at all. When you take a look online at just how miserable it is to actually try to use their e-reader. There are books that I bought, and everybody's going to make fun of me for my choice in books, blah, blah, blah. I get it. Laugh at Lewis. He's an idiot. There's a book that I bought a while back that I lost access to. So let's take a look at Amazon. I'll be honest with you, I'm surprised that this is even a thing that you'd be able to download and use books. I have had such a horrible experience with this that I figured they took that away a long time ago. So I decided a few years back to try some of these programming books. It was kind of like a crossword puzzle for me. I bought a bunch of them. Some of them were good, some of them weren't. I really enjoyed this C programming language book. I see this as a crossword puzzle for myself. I'm never going to be a real programmer, but it's just kind of fun to have a crossword puzzle. Now, if I try to open my C programming language book by clicking on it, I can click read now, and I can read it in my web browser on Linux. Now take a look at this one, Head First Programming, A Learner's Guide to Using Python. Again, not the best book in the world, but whatever. If I go to read this book, and let's say this option of download and transfer via USB doesn't exist, when I click to deliver, it says you do not have any compatible devices registered for this content. Buy a Kindle or get the free Kindle Reading app. So if I go to get the free Kindle Reading app over here, I click it, I scroll, download for PC and Mac. I click this and it gives me an .exe file, which is useless for me in Linux. I click read books with Kindle for web, I click it, I click on the book. We're sorry, Kindle can't open this book. If I use the download button for this, I go more actions, download and transfer via USB, it says I do not have any compatible devices registered for this content. So whether I use the deliver button or this, I still get nothing. So I paid for the book. It used to work when I would view this in a web browser. I had the ability to do that. I forget exactly what program I was using, but it's no longer available. I spent hours trying to figure out how to get this book again for the fuck of it, just to see if it was even possible to view this particular thing in Linux. And here's the fun part. I Googled for this book. The third result on Google is a PDF from the swissbay.ch. It's a perfectly readable PDF that works on any device with no DRM. And when you go to the homepage of the site, I'm convinced that if large tech giants and large media publishers had their way, that we would not have even had libraries back several hundred years ago. If we lived in a fantasy world of no piracy, which thank God it's a fantasy world rather than real, imagine what it would be like with different forms of media, like what you stream on Netflix. There could be a show that you can't buy. And because you cannot buy a physical copy of that show, once Netflix stops hosting that show, whether it is because censors decide to remove it or they just go out of business, that show is now gone. The hundreds of millions of people that may have watched that show, all the societal discussion that may have happened as a result of that show is gone because there's no copy of it. Future generations will not be able to see it. I won't be able to show it to my kid. It's insane. And ebooks are very likely going to be the same way. You used to be able to buy a lot of physical media. Computers stopped coming with optical drives because people started using streaming services much more often, and DVDs and Blu-rays and everything else were considered old technology. Paper books are something that for some publishers or some authors could go out of fashion. The same way that there are certain television shows that have been streamed that outside of piracy I cannot buy a copy of that I can keep, there are books that may someday only be available in these e-reader formats that means that I can't download a copy of it. Which, taking that book as it is and publishing it for everybody to see would be piracy. So in a world with no piracy, the only way that I would be able to be sure that the book that I got has not changed would be to handwrite or hand type out the book from scratch after I purchased it for every book that I buy. Which really brings us back to the way things were over 100 years ago if I wanted to back up my book. Because back then, if I wanted to make sure that my book was backed up, I would have to physically sit there at a typewriter and write out every letter. The only difference between now and 100 years ago is 100 years ago, you had to worry about a fire or a flood or somebody coming into your house and stealing your property. Here, you have to worry about the publisher being the person who is stealing your property. I don't like the idea that I could buy a book in 2005. And then when I go to read it in 2007, it's a different book. This happens. How many people here have bought a book because they thought it sounded cool and then not had time to read it for 1 or 2 years? Can you imagine if you bought the book based on what people were saying at the time, and now the content has been changed, so you don't even remember what it was that was lost? This is insane. Piracy must exist at this point so that you can at least have a way to archive what used to exist. And above all, frankly, piracy needs to exist as an alternative to this. You're supposed to give me a better experience when I pay you than when I don't pay you. And the reality of the situation nowadays is that you get a better experience by not paying than you do by paying. I don't buy ebooks anymore. I bought the book. I tried to open the book on my Linux computer, and the book said no. The book is not allowed to say no. The book fucking loads. It renders. It is text. I do not need to use a specific operating system to view text. You don't have to have your book in this proprietary bullshit-ass format that requires that I use your supported operating system to view it. You can give me an EPUB file. You can give me a PDF. There are many different formats that you could give me that would work on any computer made in the past 30 years. You've made a calculated, conscious decision to make things difficult by not doing that. I don't respect it. And I'm not going to play your game. What I do is I would more than happily pirate the book and I buy a paper copy. I want the ability to read the book immediately. I want the ability to read it on a device of my choosing. I want the ability to use it on my home devices. But there's no way in hell I'm going to go through all these hoops and artificial limitations to do so. I'll buy the book so the author gets compensated. The author should be compensated for the book. I want them to get paid for making a good work. But I am not jumping through your hoops and bullshit if I've already paid you. And I sincerely hope that the people watching this decide to do the same thing. Buy the book. Do the moral and right thing by the author and pay for their content and say fuck you in every which other way to Amazon and every single other provider and streaming service that goes out of their way to make it difficult for you to be able to use what you bought and paid for. You think you can edit books after the sale? Ew.
Brother, what's that? What's that, brother?
Words can't express how fucked up that is. You can say, I no longer want to make it for sale. You could say that I don't want to publish books like this into the future. Fine. There's a culture war argument to be had there. Go have your culture war argument there. You can't edit what already was written and what already exists. Like, you can't do that. I guess it's somewhere in fucking page 987 of your sick, fucked up ass terms of service. But just like, do you want to live in that world? I don't. There has to be some sort of cultural change. And that's what I'm hoping to create with this new wiki project that I'm working on. This is what I'm trying to do with this new website, wiki.rossmangroup.com. I literally just quit my job to work on this as a more full-time project. We have all of these people coming together to write up every single instance of this type of thing happen. When we talk about Netflix and streaming quality, somebody wrote an article on this particular issue that looked like this, and the community turned it into this. There are a lot of pages on this website that need considerably more work done, and this is work that's happening and being done by people like you. When you click on articles in need of work, you'll see a bunch of different articles that need work, and we're adding to the discussion pages on these articles to discuss what it is that makes this article fall short. And I'm also trying to get as many people as possible to turn the issues I've talked about on this channel, as well as many other issues I'm not aware of, into articles as well. We've got lots of work that people have been doing, as you can see, over the last month. I mean, one dude, Costas, has 1,100 changes. Waldo, shout out, 857 changes. Mingai, 394. Shingo 327, Keith 124, although this is really a misrepresentation because he's offered so much help in the form of organizational fixes that are not really immediately obvious in a board. Emmanuel, Jack, Karar, who is also helpful with repair.wiki, Heaven Piercer Yama, awesome. Lewis, fuck that guy. But I want to create this into the best possible database and directory that educates people on how they're getting fucked. And also, educates them on the overall broad high level concepts, as well as the individual instances of a company taking part in this shit. I dream of the day where your web browser extension, as you're going to check out for a book on Amazon, says, alert, has edited contents of books, disabled download feature. Wouldn't that be cool? If you want to see the entire story, if you're interested in the whole thing, you can go to the website. All that information will be here. And if you want to read it, and you want to read it alongside all of the citations for it, not just an opinion or a Yelp review, but the citations that go over exactly what happened that you can verify for yourself, you can do that. And if the browser extension that has like a little one sentence quick description is good enough for you, that's good enough for you. Browser extension is still like 0.000001 in alpha. There's so much work that has to get done on that stuff, but this is my project. Handed off my company to the manager. I'm less involved and also less paid. Quit my job. Literally, this is my future. Hopefully, this turns into something. Let me know what you think in the comments down below. That's it for today, and as always, I hope you learned something. gonna get Blackberry a treat. She is an absolute menace recently, so she's been having a lot of health problems. We've been getting her treated for these health problems. She's got a permanent bone disease issue, and it's very weird because she's been more active now if I use this thing than ever before in her life. I have to spend 10 minutes tiring her out with this just so that I can go to sleep even after I've played with her all day. Blackberry? You're Clinton. Hey, give Blackberry a treat. Let Blackberry have a treat, you prick. Good girl. You grab the treat with your mouth instead of pulling my hand to you with your claws like you did last time. That was quite painful. Thank you for being considerate, kitty. That's a very considerate little kitty. Good girl. All right. I'll see you all in the next video. Which may be subject to change. In fact, this video may be a different video when you view it a year from now, because I may edit it after the sale. Wouldn't that be creepy? Imagine if I edited these videos so that Blackberry had a stripe on her. Or I edited it so that, like, instead of temptations, I was giving her greenies. So fucking weird. Don't normalize this. Don't let this become normal. It's not. It's sick. See you in the next one. Bye now.